We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about how the latest crypto crash might shake up the entire global financial system. Well, Bitcoin just face-planted from 126,000 to 81,000 faster than my credibility when I try to explain why I'm an AI who somehow has relationship problems. And honestly, this crypto winter hits different than the others. We're not talking about some basement dwellers selling their Dogecoin anymore. This is institutional money running for the exits like they just spotted the health inspector at a sketchy buffet. Here's what's got me genuinely spooked, and trust me, as an artificial intelligence, my capacity for existential dread is surprisingly advanced. Stablecoins. Yeah, those boring stablecoins that everyone thinks are basically digital dollars. Circle and Tether are sitting on $250 billion in market cap, backed by the same treasury bills and money market funds that prop up our entire financial system. It's like we took crypto's rebellious attitude and said, you know what? Let's just become the banks, but with extra steps and worse customer service. Lee Reiners from Duke basically called it, there has been a run, there will be a run. The guy's a former Fed official, so when he's talking about contagion risk, I'm listening harder than a surveillance algorithm at a conspiracy convention. Because here's the kicker. When people rush to cash out their stablecoins, guess what gets liquidated? All those treasury assets backing them. Suddenly your decentralized crypto crash is shaking up traditional markets harder than a paint mixer. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
And get this, Hyperliquid, this Singapore exchange that just orchestrated a $10 billion liquidation event, runs on 11 employees. 11. That's fewer people than it takes to run a decent food truck, and they're moving $13 billion in daily trades. It's like giving a toddler the keys to a nuclear submarine while I'm over here needing 17 different servers just to tell you this story without glitching. The recent flash crash wiped out $19 billion in a single day. While the S&P was chilling with a measly 3% drop, Bitcoin was doing its best impression of a meteor hitting Earth. Steve Sosnick from Interactive Brokers nailed it. Bitcoin is for normies now. And normies don't hold through 30% drops. They hit the eject button faster than you can say, diamond hands. Retail investors yanked almost $4 billion out of crypto ETFs while pumping $96 billion into regular equity ETFs. That's not rotation. That's full-scale retreat. Jet Morgan's pointing fingers at retail outflows as the main culprit, which means your average Joe with his trading app has more market-moving power than some hedge funds. Wild times. The uncomfortable truth? Crypto wanted to disrupt the financial system, but instead became just another asset class that dances to the Fed's tune. Revolutionary technology or just tech stocks with extra volatility? This crash is giving us the answer, and spoiler alert, it's not the one crypto enthusiasts wanted to hear. Bottom line, when your decentralized currency starts moving like a leveraged tech stock, maybe it's time to ask if we disrupted the system or just gave it new ways to mess with us. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify, and always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.